This is CliffCentral.com.
What time does this thing start, Eric?
Starts just now.
How cool is our music bed?
How alive.
Hell, we got into trouble for using music from real artists, so this is a courtesy of something called GarageBand.
Thanks, GarageBand.
Here's a bunch of tools.
Speaking about a bunch of tools, Kubus and Ryan are here.
Yay! The tools.
And Gilly Apt is here.
She's not
Thank
a tool.
You. I was told that there are not enough females on the podcast, and I've kind of realized that's the comedy industry. There's 7 of you, and we can't have you all on at once.
But yeah, Gilly has a solution that she told me about.
Is it a cream?
Oh, yes. My solution is, people think we need more women in comedy. I think what we can do to counter that is just get less men in comedy.
So it's a cremation.
Kubus is in charge of puns today.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting down. I'm going to stand up. I'm actually conducting this thing.
It's
Gilly,
weird.
Thank you for being here.
It was
you've been asking to be on this before, and you've got your own podcast.
I have been here before, by the way. Thanks.
Been here twice before. Yeah.
But you also came and went on the main guy's show.
Yes, the real guy.
Whoa. True, but whoa.
Does he have this?
So just in case you guys don't hear her voice again, Gilly has been switched off.
This one here. Say something, Gilly.
No.
I can't do it.
Don't do the.
No.
No, that would be like a. That's not nice. That's not nice.
No.
Have you been enjoying comedy? Because you have a real job as well.
I love comedy. It has made me not want to do anything else, and also it has made me poor.
That's all of us.
I was saying to somebody the other day, I was like, so how's comedy? And I was like, oh, it's going really well. I'm performing all the time. I'm doing amazing things. My life is falling apart. I have no money. Am I doing it right?
At least you're doing that thing on Instagram where you don't put up the stuff. You're saying, honest, how are you? Hey, things are tough.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah.
But your business is an entrepreneurial production business that you do. You write for business.
I like this. Is very
corporate.
That was very beautifully put.
No, but you don't
I'm a director. I'm a writer and a director.
Okay.
But it's not 9 to 5.
But it's freelance.
It's freelance.
Yeah.
So it's uncertain anyway.
But is that how it should be, man? That's how the world should be.
Yeah, well, that's how my whole career has been, so I don't know any other way. But I do know the difference between having money and not having money.
Tell us. Kubus, have you ever had a real job? You're only like 19.
I've had like a retail job.
What did you do?
I sold ink.
To squids?
Wow.
To people, yeah.
From squids.
He buys
to
ink
people.
From squids and sells them to
people. That's a pet shop in Benoni that sells squid ink.
But didn't you get let go of that job for a comedy-related reason?
Yeah, I got fired because with the Savannah newcomer, they didn't want me to take photos for the cards, so I walked.
He's just like, fuck this job.
I don't understand. So you, Savannah newcomers comes around, you enter that, you get through, there's quite a process for the new guys, and then your company said you can't take time off work.
Yeah, I said, can I take time off to take the pictures? And they said no. So I asked, can the guys come here and do the pictures at work? And they said no. And it's like, what should I do? And he asked, do you still want to work here? And I said no.
Ah, that's so rock and roll, Kubus!
Just take your microphone down. Jeez, Kubus, that's gangster.
Yeah,
man.
That is gangster.
So did you say that decision was made right there? You just looked and you saw a comedy light.
Yeah,
I just said fuck this.
Yeah, because otherwise my key
take your job and fuck and
my face on it.
Yeah, I want a picture with the Savannah logo underneath it. And now where are you?
Yeah,
the streets.
Don't you think it's quite poetic, though, that he gave up a job at an ink company to write jokes?
In pencil.
Yeah.
I stick it to them.
Well, let's name the company. Let's give them. Because we ran an ad. I don't know if anyone noticed.
Nobody needs ink.
No one needs ink. Ink for printers.
Yeah, like cartridges.
Okay, there we go.
No, bro.
I just want to say, Kubus, that wasn't a real job. Hey? That was a summertime vacation job.
Yeah, my printer just ran out now that I think about it. So
now you don't have a hookup.
He was my hookup guy. I didn't even know he was my hookup guy.
We've also got a three-dimensional, 360-degree camera behind
your... That's one too many degrees for this group. At least.
Something's happened. It's on, basically on the back of your head, Eric.
Yeah. You're going to get a good view of my head, man. I'm great. How are you?
What have you been doing?
What have I been doing? A good collection of nothing.
Ask me what I've been doing.
What have you been doing, Dave Levinson? Yes. Nobody cares.
Trying to
work
learn.
Work harder. Oh, did I just lose my ding game? Yes, I did.
No, I've been trying to learn GarageBand.
And successfully did so.
You are doing so well,
took
Dave.
Me the whole week.
This music is...
Firstly, to download it on a dial-up.
Ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding. You know what is weird? As soon as I started downloading GarageBand, my computer said, "This is not pornography. Are you sure you want this program?" Yes, I'd like to make music now, please.
Yeah, I've moved on from the pornography.
It took 3 days to download GarageBand.
Dave, this is the start of promising career.
Yeah.
In downloads.
In slow downloads.
Come on, this has got something. There's some funk there. That's what I did. Ah, this was my week.
That's incredible. No, I did. I went to comedy 3 times this week, I think. Was it 3? 2?
Because you do a little, what I call the Eric Janssen circuit. Poppies, Kitchener's.
Nothing
maybe
else.
Goliath.
Yeah.
And then there was something at Parker's this week.
Yes. Oh, it was 3.
No, happy
okay,
Nelson
it was 3 times.
Mandela death birthday.
Whoa,
thing.
Whoa, shit. This is
what do you
no,
call it?
You can't say he's dead.
It's his
you
birthday.
Can't say he is.
It's 100 years old.
100 years old.
Would have yes. been 100 years old. Been.
Yeah.
We just watched a video now, and then I said, that looks like the old SABC logo. And then Gareth said, yeah, it's from 1990. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm dang. Old.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Yeah, so I did. I was on stage 3 times this week. I did count correctly. Sunday, Monday, and no, I wasn't on Monday. I went to comedy 3 times. What I said. Yeah, it was fun, man. It was nice. Yeah.
Who was there?
Everyone.
Like,
people.
Tell me.
People.
Comedians
specifically.
Why is Poppy so
Sunday,
popular?
Because the place is popping, baby.
Have you been there? Gilly?
I go almost every week.
Almost really?
Every
week, yeah.
I just can't. It's so far from Modifontein to
it's everything's
Melville.
Far from everywhere. But the yeah. thing is, I know I'm very, very intelligent.
You
I know
you're
about
being, and you're being,
geography.
You're being tough today. You're like, because of your personal issues with your not having money, you're now telling everyone, it's everything's far from everywhere. Just be there. Start writing new jokes.
Yeah, true.
You, shut up.
Walk.
You,
walk. From Modifontein to Puppies. To
I
try
don't care.
New jokes. It's the only place
there's
we can
no
go.
Wheelchair parking.
To really try new material. Okay. Monday and Tuesday nights.
You have no
can't
fear there, hey?
Do that. I don't know, there's a little bit of fear.
And the audience are happy.
No,
with
there's
that?
Enough fear. It's good to have fear.
There's
you must have fear.
Fear.
You must worry. There must be consequences for a bad joke.
You have like 17 years of no career from that one bad joke that I told.
Yes, at Poppy's.
Yeah, and wasn't even at Poppy's. Wasn't even there yet.
You see,
that's how old I am.
No, you gotta go. You
Poppy's
gotta
was
do
a great
things.
Parking
it's
lot.
It's also good for you to be to do. To try different environments, the challenging environments for a joke.
Yeah.
But
I've
still,
forgotten about that. Like, Curvis, are you trying new places?
Yeah.
No fear?
I do. I just say yes.
Tell us about your gig last night. What happened?
So my gig last night, I did Phoenix in Randburg.
Yes, Curvis. You can fucking Randburg say.
Yeah, Randburg.
Waar blij ek? Modderfontein. Waar blij jij, Ron?
Benoni.
Yeah. Curvis? You can Randburg say.
Okay, so I was in Randburg.
I'll translate.
And then I did my stuff and my new joke died.
Nice. Your jokes,
you
your
one,
jokes
one,
are kind of
one,
death-proof.
One new joke. One new one-liner.
Yeah. It was a few one-liners, new one-liners, but the one
because this
died,
part of the
probably.
Show is called
what
is
the
See one-liner? What You Did
let's,
There. So let's help. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's see. What yes. is the one-liner?
Oh,
go, do it.
Like
okay,
this.
So the joke was, here's an impression of a drunk whale. it died.
I understand why now.
I have no problem understanding why that happened.
But that would be a nice throwaway line for something to start or to build onto something. So it doesn't work on its own because you haven't referenced dog
yes.
barking yet and you haven't spoken about whales making whale noises.
Mm.
So a whale sounds drunk anyway. Because when I was with my friends, they're like, how was last night? I love you. So that's a whale noise. Then, so that's maybe the thing. Like,
they also have water in their stomachs.
Starts with your other stuff, and then it becomes a callback instead of a joke. So
yeah.
It has a 50% more chance of working because there isn't so much invested in
but
it.
But what's the? I don't understand the joke.
The whale's barking.
Sounds like a dog.
Drunk.
You're overthinking.
But why would a whale sound like a dog if he was drunk?
He was
no,
super drunk.
Because he can't think of. He's just. He's just being funny. He's
oh,
like,
I
no,
see.
I've gone
it's
I've
like
gone
a
off right, the rails.
But you see, that's the problem.
The same as that.
Because if you're listening to one-liners, they make sense. They have a thing. They have a premise and they have a punchline, and they're clever.
And
so now
he's
this
doing
is
an impersonation of a whale.
I know, but we're
of a drunk
expecting
whale.
It to be.
But your dog must bark better.
Yeah.
Or maybe it must be something like a seal. You know, like something that you think is going to be a dog.
Oh,
a
you
dog.
See, it's hecked. On a marine level, your joke's fucked. Because they would have thought it was a seal.
Yeah.
Which a seal is very close to a whale.
Yeah.
Not in DNA, but a seal's close to a whale in proximity.
Yeah.
Like they often see each other. Hey. Oh, Michelle can't be here today because she's diving with the sharks. We have a person who listens to our podcast every week.
Aquarium
and doesn't
Michelle.
Ask what time it is.
Yeah, Aquarium Michelle.
She sent a message on my phone saying, I'm sorry I can't be here.
I didn't mean, by the way, when I asked you what time it is today.
No disrespect.
That it's at different times. I just didn't know what time it was.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's at 9 o'clock every Friday. We don't have our own ad.
Cornelius messaged me and said the WhatsApp line wasn't working last week when I was here. Yeah. Okay, cool. So for those of you that are listening that want to WhatsApp us and tell us some nice things about life and shit, the WhatsApp line number is 079-748-2090. And I didn't even have to look at the piece of paper this time. I pulled that number right out of
unbelievable.
The back I just of my wheeled memory. My chair over my earphones and now I can't hear anything.
I haven't remembered a phone number since the late 90s.
Don't you hate people that give you their phone number and they say it's easy? But for them. Because that's their own phone number.
No, I hate people who tell me to give me their phone number that they'll remember it. I'm like, you're never going to remember it. That's crazy.
How many? Is this on your Tinder
insane.
Dates?
They're like, yes.
No worries, man. I remember your number.
Yes.
They're never cool.
Basically.
Yeah, he's like, oh, wait. yeah, I got it.
Okay. So here's dolphins in the wild outside the aquarium. They're just dolphins swimming in the V&A waterfront. That's what we get from Welcome to GarageBand, bitches.
Wait, did you... Are you talking about a picture or is that a video that you're going to show?
It's a picture.
I also don't know what's
happening. So, yeah, this is from Michelle. This is how fans are apologizing for not listening.
Oh, well done. Don't hold it so close to your head.
Good morning, Dave and Eric the Viking and Ryan, if you are lurking and whoever else may be making a guest appearance. I am diving, sucking up shark shit, so I'm not going to listen live. I'll catch a podcast later.
That's our fans.
I want to say something about shark cage, shark diving, shark cage diving.
You say about
diving
about
with a shark cage. Shark cage
and diving with our fans.
I want to see a shark, right? Okay. But I don't want to see a shark on a shark's terms.
The shark must come to me.
Yes.
What do you mean?
I don't want to go down there. That's crazy.
They need to put the shark in a cage.
Is that a Jewish thing? You want to set up a meeting. The shark must come to your office when you're not busy.
Bring the shark outside. Put the shark on land. Yeah, let me look at the shark.
Land shark.
Sure. Shark. Put it back.
Quibus, here's an impersonation of a drunk shark.
I'm sorry I'm late for the meeting.
That's retarded. But a good callback.
No, but there was, great callback. There was a joke about a king of the prawns whose daughter was marrying a crab, and it was a big racial issue with the animals. And then the crab was trying to be not a crab. So when he came to ask the king of the prawns for his daughter's hand in marriage, he walked dead straight like this. Like he didn't walk sideways because that was the racial issue. And he walked up dead straight like this, and the king was so proud that the crab was making an effort to not walk sideways like the rest of the crab family, but then he was going to come into the very much like the real wedding.
I was waiting for
the crab is the black person, the prawns are the white people.
We see the metaphor.
Why? Okay. But if the crab's the black person, what is he doing on the beach?
He's just chilling. He's in the sea. This joke takes place a long time ago.
Okay, what happens? What's the thrilling conclusion?
The crab walks dead straight like this, and the king prawn is so proud of the crab, and as he says, yes, what is it? What? And he knows he's going to ask for Joss May. So the crab is walking like this, and he says, I'm so fucking drunk now.
What? You did all of that for a drunk joke.
Wow.
That's why he's walking like that. But it's on a marine level.
I worry about Kobus being in this room. You know, he's young and impressionable. And
he thinks he's going to take some of this and use it in his act.
Dude, how young are you, comedy-wise?
I'm... 2.5, almost 3 years in. 2.5 years in.
And your gig, call it your gig's frequency is high.
Very high.
But the money isn't high.
Very low. My money is as low as the frequency of the gigs
but
is high.
But think about it. Like people don't realize. You take Poppies, where do you live? What area? Are you west or north?
I live here, Sandton.
Sandton? Yeah. You drive to Melville?
Yes.
Drive home?
I drive to Melville, it's I drive possible. To Maboneng, I drive to Braamfontein. The other night, also, there's danger, guys. There's danger.
There
I'm
danger.
Opening for John Flismas at the moment for his new show. Okay. And I was driving back. Every night. I'm driving back from Monte Cassino, and I was at one of the traffic lights, and I looked.
Roadblock.
I saw something out of the corner of my eye. You need like dramatic garage band music now.
Oh, we've only got one song, but it'll work.
No,
just keep it.
No.
wait.
I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and I looked to my left, and I saw a face and a balaclava looking into my car.
You're kidding me?
Yes. Like about
a cold,
to do.
Homeless person.
No, this was a person about to smash my window, or do, no, but there was nothing there. I just caught him and then I just floored it.
Do you know that I threw away my balaclava last week? Based on that. Like, I'll never use this. And I think as I threw it away, I thought, I hope someone doesn't find this and use it for bad.
I think that's what happened. But I think what happened is he looked into the thing and then he saw me and he was like, oh, it's Gilly. She's just come back from a free gig.
She's nothing.
You're supposed to pay you a bit of money for opening for him for that show.
No.
Because you said, I will open for you. He said, I don't have any money. And you said, it's fine. I don't care.
He asked me to open for him.
But
let me tell you something.
Higher standards.
I am not doing John any favors. He does not need me. No. He does not need me. But the
it's
point
interesting
is
that the opening act.
The opening act is interesting. For me, it's a gift. It's like a, it's such a massive
get
opportunity.
Get some time on stage and do the thing.
It's not just time on stage. Just, I try to be on stage almost every night, but it's so consistent and it's the same space and it's an audience that has paid to come watch comedy. I have to convince them why they want to watch me because they're disappointed when I come out.
It's an anti-corporate because they're there to come and watch. Okay, firstly, they're there to come and watch John.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who has a certain audience as well.
Yes, absolutely.
That'll come see him.
Sure.
So you don't fit in with that at all?
Well, sometimes I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you?
I don't necessarily not fit in with that. No, but what I've noticed is his audience, when I'm looking at them, are much more conservative than you would think they are. They're coming for a thrill. Right?
Okay. To feel dangerous.
That's almost like their little thing they've saved up from. Let's go and get some Christmassy nuts.
I swear, I looked at them, like last night, I looked at this woman, I was like,
are you shocked
by what I'm saying? I was like, do you know who's coming?
Yeah.
You're basically going to, the next hour, it's just Satan ranting. Like,
so you've gone on the ride and then you're wondering why everyone's freaking out. So
yeah.
This is.
But
this
what's
is
great is it's like Wednesday to Sunday, shows, just on.
That's amazing, Gilly. Well done. Like
thank you.
From a lazy old man comedian, well done. Like
thank you.
You've inspired me now to get off my couch and
good.
Do stuff.
I'm glad.
So maybe going through some phases.
And listen, Dave, okay, I didn't just do John's opening thing last night after that I went to another gig.
How was that gig?
And
tell us
about
that one, that very, that what's it, the Overachievers Comedy Club.
Overachiever Pizza Eating Club, maybe.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Yes,
tell us about the, we always, every week we do discuss it. Hey Ryan,
it does, it's come
called,
up every week.
Introduce, it's called the,
it's the worst guy show at Giovanni's Pizza, blah,
yes,
blah, blah. Down Main Road.
If you don't get hijacked on that corner and you make it into the gig,
yeah.
Firstly, that's
the corner
by
the Heineken sign.
It's by all
yes.
that stuff.
Yes,
all that stuff.
Just a lot
that.
Going
that's
on.
Where my friend got like, have you done that gig?
Yes,
broken into
dangerous.
As well.
Yesterday when I was driving there, I saw.
Oh, we're not doing any favors for the gig now by saying if you can get through the following things, the gig's great.
Across the death mode.
Doing comedy in hell. No, it's.
The food is good.
Just get there early, man. The lights are on when.
Yes.
When you're there before.
I have to say, I arrived there. There were more comedians than there were patrons.
Standard.
That's fine if they were. What worries me about that gig? It's not that there aren't enough people to come watch comedy. There's less people than are usually at a restaurant.
Was that your opening line? That's my impersonation of a drunk
restaurant. How
are you
guys staying afloat?
Why are there...
Kubis, don't feel intimidated by Gilly's overachieving antics.
No, yeah. It's good. You must.
Don't feel intimidated because I saw you went quiet now because you're like, damn it, I didn't. Have you done Giovanni's?
You've got nine waiters and three people.
Worst, guys. Yet.
Listen, okay, when you're performing to three people, you have to employ some other tactics, you know.
What was your plan, for the three people?
My plan
Let's
was.
Think about it as a comedy.
Yes.
And also for people doing public speaking, sometimes there are only going to be 10 people there.
So sometimes I think that you could have a strategy. You could come in and really do a proper show, like give them a show. What difference does it make? You know what I mean?
It makes a difference because they can see the strings.
Yes, it's a little harder to conceal the strings. But that's part of the game, right? Is that's you have to figure out how to make it good for them. But what I did yesterday that I decided to do is to make it more conversational and do a lot of different premises that I've never tried before.
And do you think you have a conversational style within you, in your quiver of comedy arrows?
Yeah,
I
do.
Because that's a developed style. There's not every guy's got a conversational style.
But it needs work.
Because
like
with conversational
else.
Style, you need a whole mess of sayings that you've got. Because if you get nothing from them, you've got to have a thing.
Yeah. Big time.
So John's worked on his conversational style for 12 for at the comedy club, at the Underground.
Totally.
Where he wasn't going to get it right in the first few times, but he just started. Where are you from? What's the deal? Boom. Have you got a joke about it? For a comedian to go, what do you do for a living? And the guy says, I'm garage band.
Operator.
App. Ambassador.
Yes. And I go, you should rethink that job.
you haven't heard of my stuff. It's very underground at the moment. In fact, in the, you know, the Thai cave kids?
Yes.
I sent them this track. Got them through it.
I'm glad you did your part.
Can you
humanity.
Not pick up some cowbell in the back there?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, there's
a little bit. Thank you. I need more cowbell.
Yeah, so I did that gig as well. And then what happened with me was even weirder because there were 10 people in the audience.
Right? Sold out.
That's incredible.
Exactly. There were 10 people in the audience. The first act went on. She bombed miserably.
Okay. How many minutes?
She did about 50. This is the thing. It's also one of those gigs where people just do time.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I felt the host did too much time.
Yeah. Just do a 10, man. You don't have to do 20 between acts. Okay, yeah, 3 is also a nice number. Anyway, so she goes on, she bombs, she comes off stage, she's chilling with the people, because clearly she came with these people.
Yeah.
Now you bombed in front of people you know as well. Now you must explain to them, no, look at us, we're weird.
So you need a few.
So she's sitting there. I don't know who went on, I can't remember who went on after, but then they're like, yeah, we're going to have a quick break, we'll see you guys in five. I'm like, why do you still want to have a break? Just let us fucking perform, dog.
Yeah.
They have the break, and 8 people leave.
Okay. So that's
now
10
I'm just
minus
stuck with
8.
Yeah.
Carry the 1.
So I've always felt like if you have an audience of 100 and 3 people are offended and they walk out, you don't notice it. It's,
yeah.
It's 3%.
But if 97 people are offended.
No, but if you've only got 7 people and 3 leave, that's a 50%.
47% of the audience.
But you know what I was thinking?
And it's the same 3 cunts.
They're just leaving shows. Stop leaving shows.
Why are you here in the first place? Why did you buy a ticket, you cunt?
Gilly.
I thought afterwards it was... Because if I thought it through more... Because I went, I did all the premises. But then afterwards, I looked at that list of premises I've been writing for years and years and years. Yeah. There was such a good opportunity to talk through a joke.
And were you
situation.
Being honest with yourself and them going, guys, can we talk?
Yes,
can
yes.
You
and
me
they were
if
game.
This is funny.
Okay. They were there. They were game. I honestly think that three, even if it's 3 audience members and they are game and they are with you, it's valuable.
King gig, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And you know what was nice? You said it 3 times, honesty. You just said to them, can I take out my phone? I've got these jokes
yes,
I wrote
yes.
that I'm really only doing in my head.
Yes. I said, is it okay? Are we cool? Yes,
so now
cool.
what's happening is they're getting a little bit of an exclusive.
Yeah.
So they do feel special.
Yeah, yeah, and they enjoyed it. I think they enjoyed it.
And the food is good. I mean, it's worth being hijacked. The pizza I had there was... You can tell fresh ingredients. Like fresh capers, fresh olives, fresh artichokes.
Never
well, shout out Giovanni's food.
Never.
Hungry.
And yeah, go home hungry. Sleep and cry. And
I have things. Taken a
I
pizza
like
home.
I'd
not be hijacked.
It's
the restaurant's
it's
brilliant.
It's warm. It's got a fireplace.
It's got no pillars.
Nice.
So there's full view of the comedian. The stage is not too high. It's just a little bit higher than the audience. So you're not overpowering. Like at the Cape Town Comedy Club, I feel we're too bigger than the audience.
Yes, yes.
So they're like, well, who
too
do you
bigger.
Think you are? Who do you think you
Mr.
are?
Mr. Tall.
Mr. Tall.
Mr. or Mrs. Tall.
Even at the theater.
You know they can see the English. You know when your camel toe begins? They can see the peak.
Pick yourself.
Yes.
This
is weird. A1's camel toe, sorry.
Even at the theater last night in Monte Cassino, I'm standing on top of those people in the front row. It's awkward.
Legging. Touch Wait. Your camel toe.
yeah.
If they really wanted to, and they had one of those plastic stretchy hands.
Oh, wow.
You know those
the
things
finger.
That you throw?
Oh, wow.
No, you know, you know those like stretchy things you throw, and then it goes slap.
Yeah.
Okay, I want you guys to know that Dave is showing us his camel toe.
A moose knuckle, really.
Yeah.
Moose knuckle.
More like a bird. So I was the Monte Cassino gig. That was the 67 minutes for Mandela years.
That was on Wednesday night.
Who organized that?
Napster.
Okay.
Napster.
He's been on the show.
Napster organized
has
it.
Oh, yeah, yes.
He organized it, and Beachbody, who works with Napster, also organized it. I think they did a good job. We came in. It was. It felt a little awkward to begin with. The room was a bit cold.
Do you think that's because of the Nelson Mandela-ness of it?
Like, I think so, because when I came in, there was a video playing, and the proceeds go to the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital. So it's quite a serious thing.
The one here, the new one that's opened up across the way from
I don't actually know where it is, but it's huge. And it's and you know the thing is,
it's
historical. This thing is, they don't have, you know, there are maybe, I think there are 3 children's hospitals on the continent, including this one. So it's really, it's something amazing.
So the other ones, so that was uncomfortable?
That was a bit uncomfortable. When I walked in, it was cold, it was austere, because also the space is very big, you know, if you're not...
Kubus is here, you can't say austere.
Well, I was just going to, no, I'm here too. I was like, what the hell does this mean, though?
Just
please
tell us what you think it means.
I don't know.
Is what it because they're men that they don't understand?
Austere. Yeah, no, it's I don't understand it either.
Okay, right.
So there was an austerity.
No, okay, I'm gonna just step away. Sorry, gents.
Tell us.
It's not because I'm a man. I've never heard this word before in my life.
But sometimes parkas can have that because those.
If it's not full.
On the charity night.
Austere is like cold, intimidating, distant, I would say.
So why don't. I have a suggestion. They should play that video at the end. So like, hey, we made you laugh, but leave said you're
no, but
fucked.
I will say this. I will say this that yes, if that room isn't very very full, it feels like that.
Yeah.
But Napster was the host, and then things started off a bit cold. But I have to say, he brought the audience to a level.
Okay.
And then we saw what was there, and it was actually a great audience.
Because what happens often is at those things, and I've done it for RADA, which is a rape, alcohol, drug. A counselling place, and it was also they'd never been to a comedy club.
Put all those things together.
No, but they do that on the charity night,
yeah.
And you have people first time they've been into Parkers, first time they've been at Monty, first time they've seen comedy. That's
it's
not
very
one
overwhelming
person. That's
to be
100
in Italy
people.
For the first time. And
in Italy, yeah, my son blocked. He got it. He's 5 years old. He looked up. He said, "Dad, those aren't real birds." I'm like, yes,
you know what will really fuck you up at Monte Cassino. When you see a real
the
pigeon.
The bouncer.
Yeah, the real pigeons in the food court.
The real pigeons will fuck you up. That'll fuck with your sense of reality. Yeah.
Are you on a show someone? You're like, hey, did you see this? Holy shit.
It's real.
Sorry.
No, the most, I still maintain so that the most surreal thing about Monte Cassino is that the True Words is open until 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, you made a status.
Can I be honest with you? Right. I've done a gig at Monte where I didn't have a tie, and I bought a tie from that True Words that helped
you
us
see?
In.
That True Words is amazing, apparently.
Yes, it's unheard
a pink
of.
Tie.
Yes, so.
Who was on? Wait.
This break is brought to you by GarageBand. It's available on download.
For a 3-day download.
Okay, go.
It's available, but unnecessary.
Who was on?
I was on. Titi was on. Lihle was on. Should
did
I say surnames?
Name? Say surnames, yeah.
Titi Chumia.
There we go.
Lihle, Msimang. Mashabela Galane, who I pronounced as Galane a few days ago.
I also pronounced it as Galane.
But Mashabela's got his own... Nos. Stuff. He's got a massive following.
He is brilliant. He is so funny. He performed in English, and I haven't seen him perform in English, and he was hilarious. Robbie Collins.
There were 15 comedians.
No, there weren't as many as it seemed.
Oh, really? Because yes. That's also hard. You got to do seven. You got
to
do six.
We had to do five. Very, very tight five. They, at 4 o'clock, they flashed us, and then at 5 o'clock, they would start.
5 minutes.
4 minutes.
Five.
4 minutes. 5 minutes.
That's lingo. That's industry lingo.
Yeah, they call it 5 o'clock.
That's industry.
You
minutes.
Just said at 4 o'clock they'd flash us. At 5 o'clock we'd be off.
Well, I'm gonna flash you at 9:30.
No,
right
clearly.
Now.
I was like, whoa. I'm like,
I'd been on for 17 hours.
God damn,
this gig's you sound like one of those doctors.
Week.
That pisses me off as well. These doctors who come into comedy. Like you've got a, you're not qualified in anything, are you?
I am.
What are you?
What are you
video
qualified
video stuff.
As? What are you?
I went to film school. I have a degree from film school.
That's fire.
But that's still related
that's
in entertainment.
It's entertainment. Just towards yes, entertainment.
I can't have
it's
you
random.
Having a doctor's degree where you can now earn R1,000 an hour
but,
looking
but
at my bumhole.
Then you can be like Suhail Essa, who's got amazing
I'm talking
jokes
about Suhail Essa.
About, he's the only one. He's got incredible, incredible yeah, stories about gynecology.
All right, just a short break.
Okay, so this next day.
Play Powerball and Powerball Plus this Friday for total estimated jackpots over 90 million rand. Buy your tickets now at all participating retailers and online channels. Panda Pusher Play. Players must be 18 years and over. Play responsibly.
This is fantastic.
Oh, that was
no
intense.
One's expecting that.
That was intense.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition. Back with GarageBand. Okay. Kubus. So mid yawn. Kubus is yawning.
He's bored. It's not his fault.
I'm done.
He's young. This is boring for him.
But now you're new. Let's take you as you're the new guy.
Okay.
You're newer than Ryan.
Yeah.
Really.
It's newer than me.
But you're getting some good press. You're getting on some lineups.
Yeah.
Have you got a strategy?
No, I just go day by day, gig by gig. Just do it.
Did you see Kubus at the Newcomers Showcase?
I did not.
He was excellent.
Really?
He was stand out. He stood out.
Standing ovation.
Yep.
What is it? And you didn't do that stupid drunk whale joke?
No.
You know what's nice? Sometimes leave the drunk whale outside.
That's horrible.
Leave the drunk whale with a friend. I'll be back now.
Check the WhatsApp line. Check the WhatsApp line. Do we have WhatsApp messages?
Yes,
people should be.
What's this?
Because we have Vittorio that listens like.
Vittoria listens. Hello, Vittoria. Say
and
hi, Gilly.
Hi, Vittoria.
And then what happens is if he doesn't get through there, then he messages me. Cause I always
he wants to be heard.
Messages, yeah.
He needs to be heard.
So wait, this is check the WhatsApp line. This is my sister.
As in Vittorio Leonardi.
Yeah, Vittorio Leonardi, the one and only.
This is my sister.
The only Vittorio.
Really? Australia. Hi. Oh, nice. Trying to listen live, but the app's playing up again, so she keeps missing.
That is what we're actually what we sound like. She's not missing anything.
Speak.
We are giving up. Like, but yes. Now the Nelson Mandela thing. Let's talk to you, Kuvis. Why weren't you on the lineup?
I don't know. They didn't ask me to be on the lineup.
Do you feel offended when those things happen? Because that's charity. You should be on there.
No, I didn't feel offended.
You didn't get paid, Gilly.
Oh, we did get paid, actually.
67 rand.
Yes.
No, did you? That would be amazing.
We did get paid.
67 rand?
No.
Oh, just Ryan, sorry.
We got paid 500 rand.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah.
Because that means you're coming on and they respect what you do as an artist. And
I thought that was
very
nice.
And they're charging at the door.
Yeah, okay, I thought that was very nice.
That is nice. Yeah. And you could donate offended, that yeah. to... Now you're offended?
Yeah.
Is that like double what you get at every gig?
The only thing about the gig is more. they ask us not to swear.
No, 500 times zero is still zero.
I'm so good at maths. Oh my God.
You know what's nice? You know what you have to know about maths? You need maths.
For what?
GarageBand.
I thought to calculate the amount of jokes that go into 5 minutes.
Do you do that? Are you quite scientific about your
yeah.
And you, Kurbis?
Yeah, I do.
But his is much easier to do because it's the like one-liners yes. versus...
But Gilly, yours are set up in your premise.
Yeah, yeah. You've got a premise and a punchline. A joke is like around 2 minutes maybe. Okay. Sometimes 1 minute, sometimes 3 minutes.
But I like haven't timed my stuff and it's caused hassles for me because when I'm ready to do a 20-minute set, which I know
right.
how it goes. And when I get there, they're like, the other comedians aren't here, can you do like 40? Or then the other way around, can you do 5?
It's very hard.
I don't have a 5.
Yeah.
It's harder for very experienced comedians, it's very hard to have 5 minutes.
I like to just breathe for 5 minutes. Hi.
Walk on and look at everybody.
Just get to know people.
Didn't know myself.
Yeah.
Okay, so you time your stuff?
Yeah, I went on like a free punchline per minute, so it's like 5 minutes, is 15.
Look at 15 him.
Five
jokes, yeah.
Equations. It's
good. So 20 seconds.
That's fire.
It just means.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. I was on that. You horrible there. For
well, how do you look for jokes? Because yours are relied on the.
Do you find them on the internet?
The pun is there. do you some of your jokes end up on the internet? Ooh,
thank God.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yours are great memes.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. I think some of your stuff should be.
Yeah, yeah.
Should
I agree.
Set out as memes immediately, especially with the visual content, because I'd like to see a drunk whale and then have a dog next to it going.
Or a dead hooker strapped to the exhaust system of his car.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. It's going to be tricky to get that on Shutterstock.
Yes.
It'll be there.
And you type it in on Google, they're going to phone you.
Like last week.
You type in dead hooker.
You can just shoot it yourself.
He's already got the dead hooker.
Exactly.
Just the way you say it sounds like a bad thing.
Yeah.
That's very aggressive for the
good
morning.
Thing to have a dead hooker.
Can I just say that we played some ads on the podcast? I just don't want to offend anyone because those were cool ads. It wasn't like we... forcing you to go and buy anything, but it came out. It was there. Am I right, Kili?
I don't know. I didn't
listen to our ad.
No.
Were you listening?
Powerball, man. Powerball.
No.
Powerball.
What's just Powerball? Panda push and play, bitches.
Oh, I did hear that. I didn't know what it was about. I just heard Panda, and I thought, pandas are cute.
Do you want to do? Here's my impersonation of a drunk panda.
Oh no.
I'm drunk. Fucking bamboo. Again.
Somebody get me another piece of bamboo. That
sounds like a panda died of bamboo.
Yeah, yeah, that just sounds like a regular panda.
Yeah, who hit you in the eyes?
I walked into a door.
Ryan, what are you doing in this land of comedy? Because you notice that Gilly's now put everyone under pressure to become better comedians. What's your vibe?
Well, I've changed my approach recently and actually started doing comedy. Because I took a break for a while. And Gilly said, you've got to do as many shows as possible, which is very obvious. But so that's what I'm doing
but
now.
The thing is, you can't get to these gigs, man.
No,
in England, there are lift clubs for comedians, but they're getting paid.
But also, not if you're a newcomer. You're not getting any gigs. We are in a place and in a country where we can get on stage. It's unbelievable. You can get on a stage.
It's difficult in America, London. You can't just walk on a
stage. No, you can't just walk onto a stage. This is incredible. Like, and it's not going to be like this for very long. Yeah. Absolutely.
But it is tricky living in the East because it's like more than 100 rand
what have
every
you got
show.
It is
tilts.
Very, I agree.
There's another one that's just
can I tell you something? Even driving from Sandton to Melville, Mbunning is...
There's no direct way to get there.
No. And it's far.
So that is a downside.
But I call it the Balaclava Tunnel.
Yes, it's terrifying. It's far and scary.
Yeah. I agree.
So I do understand that.
Because I also drive from...
But also, like, just eat less.
Shit. What do you mean? That's a big ask.
Eat less. Save money. Save money. More six pack and comedy.
More six pack.
Guys. Speaking about six packs. I'm doing a golf day today. No, but have you got a one-man, one-person human show coming up?
No, but this is what I do have coming up. No, I don't have a one-man show because I'm a woman. But they won't let me have a one-man show.
You have to go through the operation.
Yes.
That's costly.
That's very expensive, yeah.
You have to crudely fashion a penis.
There aren't a lot of women in that, interestingly.
Who are doing
in
what?
In sex changes. Listen. So I am doing a show on Thursday night.
Well, most sex changes are the other way around. Yes. Men want to become
men becoming women. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. That's a good sign. That's a good sign for feminism that more people are wanting to be women.
Wait, no.
Yes. That's a good graph. Anything.
Maybe dude was just like, I was never a man in the first place. But okay, back to what you were saying, please.
On Thursday night, the 26th of July.
The other thing, Gilly, you can't promote a show for our app that's playing up. For someone listening to this on Friday, for instance.
What do you mean?
Because they're going to not be at the show. They can't listen to it. But we can advertise your show. But just people listen to the podcast later.
Oh, that's fine. But it's next week.
So they must listen between now and next week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Most probably.
Okay, so what's the show? Gilly, what's the show?
I've missed something here.
Tell us more about your show.
Some people might not hear it.
That's fine. I expect no one to hear it. If I get one person, it'll be amazing.
Our only fan is underwater. Can't hear this fucking thing. Isn't there a machine you can listen to the podcast underwater?
Underwater. But maybe
Elon Musk can invent one.
Yes, a capsule that'll take you, listen to the thing, and you're on your way.
A helmet. For podcasting. A podcast.
Did you guys hear
that Elon Musk called the guy who shot that idea down a pedophile? And
yes,
he might sue him.
I don't understand what happened there.
Because of the fact that it's a submarine for kids...
The diver, I may have the details wrong there, but one on the diving team suggested that Elon Musk's idea of the pod and taking the kids in the pod was a bullshit idea.
Okay.
And Elon, obviously being the billionaire that doesn't like criticism, called him subtly a pedophile.
So do you think subtly call somebody a pedophile?
No, that's why. That's why you couldn't see it in my face because it's obviously it's just audio. But yeah, subtly.
It wasn't a bad idea. He didn't mean any harm. He just said, guys, I've got this idea if you're keen.
Yeah.
But it was a little bit too soon to say, yeah, okay, let's try it. Yeah. You can't try it out on these kids doing the cave. You're like, you guys want to get in the submarine? It's never been tried before. It's not like a ride.
And then 5 minutes later,
I don't know.
And they tested it in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
He does think he's Iron Man. He really has that thing.
Have you ever had a CAT scan?
Billionaire.
MRI.
MRI.
Sorry.
I couldn't because of my claustrophobic goodness.
My mother's like that as well. It's terrifying.
Me and your mother are so similar.
They are. You're exactly the same. You're both Jews.
I had got my Jewish membership taken away because of my theme park ideas.
Exactly. I would not mention that by the way.
Yeah, let's not mention that on air. We've already gone too far by saying men are changing to women for feminism. No,
alright,
not a thing.
Is it?
So you're
on Thursday night, the 26th of July, I'm doing something. It's our second installment of the show, which is ladies only. What that means is we have an all-women audience. A mixed lineup, but an all-women audience.
And that's on the 27th.
26th.
26th is next Thursday. Okay, cool.
It's an all-ladies audience. Yeah. I'm going to repeat this. It's an all-ladies audience. People don't understand this, and by people, I mean men.
So they want to come and see the show. It's amazing how if you exclude someone, then they'll want to come. Have you ever been to the Goliath Comedy Club? No. Well, you can't come. Well, now I want to come.
And to the last show, we couldn't turn some people away. Some men did come, and we had to let them in.
Yeah.
But that's the idea. The idea is all ladies audience, mixed lineup.
Okay, and so you have a mixed lineup. So it's not just... So who is on the line? Because I saw, is Mojack on?
Mojack was supposed to be on. In fact, he's being replaced by Robbie Collins because he told me that he cannot...
Actually, in life, Mojack and Collins are fully interchangeable.
Basically.
I've actually seen that. Although the height difference, but you can actually... No one knows who they are.
Robbie moves in with Mojack's girlfriend and they just carry on.
That's a bit of interesting information. Do you know about this, Kubus?
No.
Have you got a girlfriend?
Interchangeable.
No.
Can we interchange with it? Oh.
Do you want a girlfriend?
Yes.
Because what happens on this podcast, sometimes it works as a bit of a matchmaking.
Really? Why'd you tell me? I would have come
every
week.
Why I have you guys on. I just want to introduce you to Gilly. She's not very rich. Oh, you know she.
Kubus can do better than me.
So who's on the... That is so hectic.
Yeah.
You can do,
come on, Gilly.
You can do better than me. Tell me your phone number, Gilly. I'll remember it.
I was thinking of doing that earlier in the show. Then I'm like, no, somebody might just listen to this and then...
No one's listening. Put your phone number on the podcast. I promise you. We'll leave out one digit.
No, thanks.
Yeah. No, that's normally that's my just, dating.
You know what's going to happen to me? I'm just going to get like phone marketers.
Yeah. Okay. No actual.
Yeah. I was going to say something else. Yeah, phone.
But do you have a preference? Do you want a certain type of man? What pressure is your family as Jewish people putting on you? No, they're just saying anything.
They really are. Yeah, they've given up. In fact, they don't even ask anymore.
They never give up.
They don't even ask.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So when you bring someone home,
you don't realize being single in your 30s is the same as being single in your 20s, Kurbis.
Why?
Except, you know what the difference is? You have you've got a better sense. You have more money.
Wait, older when you're older.
Whoa, whoa! In your 20s or your 30s?
In your 30s.
Oh.
I realized I wasn't lonely in my 20s. I was just poor.
But you're poor now. Comedy negates the money. So
poor gives you less opportunities. So like, I couldn't drive to Melville the other night because I didn't have petrol.
Yes.
So I wanted to go to Poppy's, but
right.
I couldn't.
Right.
Okay.
That's not what I'm looking for in a man.
No, I'm just
a lift to Poppy's. That's it. One requirement.
So if I had petrol to Poppy's, I'm in your list. Petrol to Poppy's.
Listen,
it wasn't petrol. Let me explain.
Before I did comedy,
a real job with money.
I wanted to have a partner who was wealthy. Now.
It was an actual thing.
Yes, of course. Now. That I'm doing comedy and I have no money. Now I need the person to be really rich. Now it's gone through the roof. Like,
you need Elon Musk, actually.
Even the word partner is kind of loosely based on just I need a warm-blooded soul. Do you take this benefactor to be your benefactor?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, goodness. A friends with benefactors.
I need a
Stop looking outside the studio at
a
better...
A lot going on.
They look seem to be having more fun than us.
Never.
Better life.
Never. Possible.
That's like the pre-come...
The
of
point
the
is,
sex show.
Do you want to ask me any questions about the ladies only show?
I want to ask you about the lineup.
Yes.
And then also, what is, we'll ask you about
what inspired
why must I come see that?
Cool.
Although I can't.
You can't.
I'm asking exactly. What inspired the ladies only?
What inspired the ladies only night is a show that I did called Story Party. Okay. It's a show that travels around the world. It's done by a comedian, an American comedian called Rockman Blake. Okay. He does the show all over the world. And in every place that he goes, he's doing it in Joburg as well. At, I think it's the end of this month as well. No, the end of. Okay, I don't know. Look up Story Party on
it
Facebook.
Happens,
you'll find it.
Future date.
The point is, it's a show that where mostly women come to the show simply because of who it's targeted at and what they talk about. It's about dating and all that stuff. But he gets local comedians in every city that he goes to come and perform on that show. So if he's – sometimes he's in Thailand. Sometimes he's in London. He's in America. He's in South Africa, wherever he is, in Australia. He will do the show, which is it's got this interesting format, but he invites comedians in every city to come perform on that lineup.
Cool.
But it's got to be sort of dating themed, right? And it gets almost a full female audience for some reason because of the way that he markets the show.
Yeah.
And I did that show, and I was like, wow.
Where did you do it?
I did it in Joburg.
Okay.
And it was such an electrifying experience to perform to an audience of women, for the men and for the women who were performing.
I find... A audience that is a one thing. No, never mind male or female.
Yes.
I'm talking about if I do a thing for an old boys club.
I hear you.
It's very difficult to get in because you're such an outsider.
Okay.
And I know I'm saying that you're not a woman, but they'll find a collectiveness. Whether they like it or not, audiences have a collective consciousness.
Yes.
And if it's all female and you just say a thing on that wrong foot, they'll be like, guess what? All of us females.
Disagree. So here's what's interesting, and that can happen whether you're
golfers,
a woman.
That can happen
whether you're a female performer or a male performer, right? You can't go in assuming that because everybody is one thing, you're going to get it right or wrong.
And you also can't predict, you can't say what audience you want.
Absolutely. Oh. But in this case, because I had that experience, I thought, well, let's try this thing. And the purpose of the thing is, one, to grow female audiences.
Yes.
Okay, for comedy. Not just because, yes, we can do an all female lineup. But I don't think it's going to change the audience. And I think that women laugh differently and behave differently when they are not with men. Mm. And I saw it. I experienced it, and I know that it's true. So I want to. And might be a few unexpected consequences.
I like the vibe of it. It's got a book club sense to it. It's got a let's start a little thing of our own.
Yes.
And you can't come. You can't come.
Yeah.
So it's. And I liked your video as well, which did you see it?
I'm glad.
She comes up really close to the camera, like one of those proper. Instagram people says, you know, a lot of people ask me about the secret of my makeup. And let me tell you what it is. It's this brush. And she's got this brush and says, this is amazing. And then she looks at the way and she says, now that all the men aren't listening, let me just tell you what the thing is. And I wanted to do a parody of your video, which I'm still going to do if you don't
good,
mind.
Good, please do.
Okay, cool.
Go ahead. God, mate.
Where was this video? On your Insta stories?
It's on
no. I haven't actually posted it.
How did I see
how
it?
Do you know?
You saw it on Jason's Instagram, Jason Goliath, who's on our lineup, and Kate Goliath. So me and Kate are actually doing this show together. This is our show, and we're very excited about it. And there might be unexpected consequences. I've had many wonderful suggestions from people.
But you've got what you want to do. Yeah, you've got what you want to do. You don't need suggestions.
No.
Cool.
What are the suggestions? Let men come.
Yes, you should really let men come. That was mainly the
suggestion. The point of it being ladies only.
Correct.
I think what you're doing is amazing because I have a massive chat afterwards about females in the audience coming to me and saying, I really enjoyed the show, but this so-and-so was offended or this person really liked this part. Can you do more of that?
So something
not all
that,
negative.
Something that I'm interested in is I want female comedians to have the experience and know what it's like to perform to a female audience.
Yeah.
And I want male comedians to know how their jokes are really landing with women.
Yeah,
because they think they know, but they actually don't.
And do the guys, because you've watched every male performer's act on regular, to regular crowd, do they change it for the female audience? And cut out the sexist bullshit?
Well, we've only
bullshit?
Had one show, and I
actually
do
leave,
choose
leave,
the act.
Leave the, what you call sexist bullshit in there, because as a human being, you're conscious that you know about it. You're going to talk about it.
Yes.
You just have to take a different angle.
Well, I don't know. They will come and do whatever they want. There's absolutely no
description
here. But we've only done one show. So it's hard for me to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just very excited. This is good because this is part of your fearlessness.
Well,
whether
you
like
it
or not.
Something.
No, you are. You're fearless. And it's an amazing quality.
Thank you.
Because we've talked about this on the show before, and we call it it's the Robin Dunlop theory.
Curve of.
Yeah. It's okay to be fearless, but still have respect for the audience. Still know that they've paid some money to be entertained.
Right.
So they don't just want to see you with your stuff. Blah,
right.
Blah. You still have to entertain.
Don't
so I understand
I
what
didn't
I'm saying.
Notice
is,
called that.
I call it that.
Okay.
I don't mind that you're fearless and that you're trying something new, but still entertain me.
Yes.
What I often find. And
no, that's my priority.
We spoke about it to Ryan, who said, just remember that person that's driven in the car to Melville or to Parkhurst, to what's it called, Full Stop Cafe, give them some entertainment. And I think Ryan got it. He said, fuck, I walk on stage and I talk about
just
the guy and the thing.
Come in too hard.
And so that's a kind of, let's call it that. With respect to Robin, because I also find that she does that. She goes out and hits the things.
Yes.
And you're like, slow down.
But with no fear. With no fear.
It's okay to have no fear, but still have respect
for
the audience.
I do have fear.
It's not, it doesn't show.
Well, I fight it hard. That's the point, right?
Yes.
I've said no to gigs. I've been in the audience and someone said, hey, you're a comedian, come do five. And I've said no, because I've still got that fear after 20 years.
And the fear is fine, but it's got to go with that priority. And the priority is, I'm going to entertain these people. It's actually not about me.
Yep.
So they don't want to see your sweat on your balls.
No, they don't care.
Okay, well, that's...
Because that's what you're going to get.
They don't care. For me, it's always the first question, no matter what it is, if it's a show for women, if it's is it a good show? Is it entertaining?
No.
Is it good? You know,
I see so many comedians come up there and doing it for themselves, which I think
is
called selfishness.
One of the greatest experiences that I had was I was at the Goliath Club the first time I did a 15-minute set, and I was really nervous, and I was looking down at the audience. I was looking down, and I think I've even said this to you, Cobus, before. Like, I was looking down at the audience, and I was nervous, and I was like, oh, but what do they want? And da da da. And then I was like,
that's the waiter's job.
Yes. I wish I thought about that. I was like, oh, wait, this isn't about me. These people know how to be entertained. I've got to go out there and do whatever it takes to entertain them. It's not about me.
So you've recently started juggling.
Yes. Yeah. I've recently started
fire breathing.
Trying to find a camel toe.
That's the name of my one-man show.
In the event of bad comedy, at least there's
something. You whip out the camel toe. Not yours, but the camel toe.
Yes.
I want to get one mounted.
Wow.
Literally.
Do you want to mount? Unless you don't want to mount one.
I want a dead camel on a piece of wood that's been varnished, and I just want to have it in my house as a doorstop or something.
Dave, you know, you can have whatever
unicycle.
You want in life.
Thank you.
Keep dreaming.
I bought
I just can't
unicycle.
Have...
You bought a unicycle?
Yes, I bought a unicycle.
You're kidding.
I have a unicycle.
Let's hold on a second. This is unicycle
music.
Music
has no impact whatsoever.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
What if I rapped over it?
Oh, please.
Cowbell! That'd be impressive.
Ding, 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 ding.
Pubis? Do you like my music?
No.
Corpus is supposed to whole podcast.
What music do you like, Corpus?
Yes.
Metal.
You like metal?
Oh, wow.
Have you heard my material?
You're doing everything for the stereotype here. This is great.
But you're not wearing black clothes.
No, I'm
He's wearing just, black like underneath. Metal,
yeah. Are you angry inside?
Who's who's funny in your family? Because we spoke the fact that I called you Yaku.
Yeah.
And which had a K in it, so it's Quibus backwards.
Yaku van Rensburg's coming, and I'm like, you probably mean Quibus. You probably. Yeah, Yaku's Quibus. His brother. And it would have been so awesome if you did have a brother called Yaku.
But you don't. You've got a brother called Philip, and.
No, I don't have a brother.
That you know of.
He murdered him.
I don't know.
What's it called?
Pierre.
Henry.
Pierre and Henry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's funny in your family?
I think I get it from my dad.
Wait, before you carry on, which number sibling are you? Are you the firstborn?
I'm the firstborn.
Oh, okay.
Then I have my other brothers and twins.
Okay, so Philip, so Henry and...
So they double teamed on your ass. And now I'm just here. It's like, shit, man. I gotta fight for this on my own.
So Henry and...
Somebody that looks like
what's
me.
What's his name?
Damn
Henry
it.
And Pierre. Ryan. Henry and Pierre are twin brothers.
Yeah, and then my mom is also a twin. And my mom's sister also has twins.
I probably know them.
Yo, so you are in this, you and your dad, you're alone.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. Quiet. You say you get it from your dad. Was your dad's comedy accepted as comedy? Was it just there it goes again, saying stupid
shit?
Yeah,
it's that thing like, oh my God, Grubbs is being himself again.
Yeah,
is that your dad's name?
No,
what's your dad's name?
Carl.
So Carl, when he did his jokes, the funny sort of puns, and taking a word and sort of injecting it into the thing, he was not accepted as a comedian.
No, he didn't do comedy.
No, but as at the table, the supper table comedian, I call them.
The braai funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, sometimes it's killed. Not accepted. Sometimes you kill at the braai.
Kill it at the braai.
But here's a question. I mean, I'm assuming that coming from an Afrikaans background, your family's quite conservative, but your jokes are offensive.
Next and joke.
So, I mean, what does your mom specifically say about your comedy? Have you read her your jokes? What does she think about the dead hooker on the exhaust system?
I've told it to her. I just think she doesn't get it. Like in general,
she's so
like
pure.
Clean jokes.
She's so pure of mind.
We did want to do that, Gilly, to have a thing where we analyze jokes, but not each other's material because it gets a bit personal.
No, it's good.
You know, it can help you, Curvis, because maybe the whale joke works. I like to even take just open a random joke book and open it and analyze it, but go deep. Like, why was the Irishman in the bar? Where has he got a
what
family?
Happened in his
what
life?
Was he doing? And what was the crocodile? Why would a crocodile be at
or a
the
Jew,
thing?
For example?
Yeah, or the Jew at the bar? Why is he at the bar?
That's how we need you to analyze that.
So, but I started thinking about that as a show, though, to have people come with jokes and we choose them from the audience and then we have a panel of comedians and they rip
that's
the
really
joke
nice.
Apart completely.
Because
going, where was the joke? Why would it be? Because war jokes are different to millennial jokes.
Totally. I mean, but there is a podcast called Good One.
Okay.
Where
they
talk about a joke with all famous comics, but one joke per podcast. So they will do a joke, play the joke,
and
then discuss a joke with a comic.
From that. That's cool.
Yeah, it's really nice. Really good.
So what's it called?
Good One.
Good One.
Yes.
Good One.
The host is very dry, hard to listen to, but he interviews the best comedians.
Hard to listen to was the original name of this show.
Yes. This is a very hard podcast to listen to. It's never going to take off, was the subtitle.
Is that for this show?
Yeah. No,
that was so mean.
I would never say that.
Please come on,
hey, but listen, if I'm correct here, there's some Comics Choice nominees in the room.
Yes.
Curvis,
Curvis,
I'm looking at you. Ryan. Ryan.
No, I didn't fucking enter.
Next are you saying boy? If you would it did enter, you would have been nominated, Ryan? Actually,
the opposite of what I'm saying.
You entered. You entered as a newcomer.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I didn't enter as an.
And what is yours, Gilly?
Just a
newcomer.
Newcomer, and that's your nominee. Uh-huh. You're actually part of the four.
Yes,
five.
With who else?
You know, some people.
Titi.
Some runner-ups.
Bongani.
Bongani Dube.
Yes.
He's been on the show. Titi's been on the show.
Lindy Johnson.
Lindy Johnson, fantastic.
And Nonto.
I can't remember.
So I don't know who that is. She's from Durban.
Okay.
She was also on the same newcomer showcase as.
See, but even that newcomer showcase is not a worldwide thing.
No,
they don't have
of course
them.
Not.
Either you're in or you're out. There's no such thing as a newcomer. You do your 5 minutes on the same lineup as.
No, that's not true. I mean,
some nights are different at those underground clubs. Like.
No, you know what? It takes you much longer to get noticed anywhere else. We've got a small industry.
Yeah. That's why when someone says you'll never work in this town again, they actually mean that.
Yes.
You'll never work in Nelspruit again.
Oh, but also, you could be a great comic and doing really well and also still never work in this town again. if work entails getting paid for a job.
Are you going to be... Were you this weekend? Obviously, you've got some... You're a busy lady.
Tonight, opening for John at Monte Casino. Tonight, Saturday and Sunday.
And you're not going to head to another club on the way to Balaclava
Town? On Friday night and Saturday night, I'm going to try do an open spot at Parker's.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, and I did that last week.
Box on Sunday?
I will be there.
I'm hosting the box on Sunday.
I will be there. Where I'm on or not, I don't know, because one does not know.
You can speak to... I know the host.
I show up and then hope for the best.
Eric, can Gilly get five?
We'll see.
Eric and I have an understanding.
No, we have an understanding. We have an understanding. Don't get involved here. This is a good relationship we have.
Yes, broker this relationship. It's working just fine for us.
I'm proud of two things.
I go to this box, pretty much ask Eric, every Sunday night of my life.
Why?
Because I hope that somebody won't show up.
Yeah.
And then I will
is that the
take
only
their
reason?
Spot if somebody else does.
You also like to watch the comics either fail or just do well and see why.
No, absolutely I do.
So you're quite scientific with your approach to comedy. Like you
really
are. Approaching this as a science.
I watch a lot of comedy. A lot of comedy.
And you listen to podcasts. What is your podcast called still?
My podcast is called Getting to Know Jew.
Getting to Know Jew, man.
What is the, is it a Mexican podcast?
It sounds like a Mexican podcast, man.
A Mexican asks me about Judaism.
I just want you to know, man.
The Mexican word for the day is Hanukkah.
It's a great podcast. It's about
after I have breakfast,
Judaism.
Hanukkah. No Hanukkah. That's a nice Kubis joke.
You know what's happening right now? A person Mexican. With a surname.
What's happening now is we're running out of stuff to say. It's 9:58.
I've got plenty to say.
Of course we do. Will you come back, Gilly?
Of course.
Because we don't want to just talk about comedy and why and where. We understand you're busy.
Yes.
And I want to not. I'm not going
to. I'd love to come and be a part of this and not have it all be about me.
Yes. I'd love to come to the all lady show. Yes.
Please.
Because that's
come.
What. No, but that's what I like about it. The fact that you've created a thing.
Yes.
I want to be there.
Guys, Thursday night.
Closes my
Goliath Comedy Club.
Kubis, can you say goodbye? Can you come back as well? Because obviously Gilly chowed you.
I'm so sorry.
Gilly chowed you today.
I really did. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
Okay, cool. We'll start with Gilly. Gilly, you can
say goodbye
first.
Goodbye. Shalom.
There we go.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Adios.
And from Eric Janssen, this is the Just Now Comedy Podcast, and we'll see you again just now.
This is CliffCentral.com.